בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהי לשכה. One of the traditions of the festival of Shavuos is that we eat honey. The Torah commentaries explain that the reason for this custom is because the verse compares the sweetness of Torah to honey, which is so sweet. The Torah, the mitzvahs, and everything that is encompassed within the Torah is the sweetest thing in the world. I once heard a beautiful idea based on a famous verse which states that Torah is so great that it is better to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. The verse specifically mentions the items in this order. Torah is so great that it is greater to me than gold first, and thereafter than silver second. Now we all know what is worth more, gold or silver? Of course, gold. So if the verse already compared the value of Torah and told us that it is greater than gold, why thereafter does it also say, and it is also greater than silver? If the verse has already stated that Torah is greater than gold, of course it is greater than silver, because gold is greater than silver. And it seems superfluous for the verse to go out its way to thereafter tell us that Torah is also greater than silver. And this most beautiful explanation sheds some light on what our perspective should be in the way we relate to Torah, in our appreciation to this amazing gift that Hashem has given us. Torah is such a great gift, so much greater than any money in the world, than any gold in the world, than any silver in the world, that when we compare Torah to gold and silver, it is so far removed from them that gold and silver kind of look like the same thing. Everybody knows that $2 is more than $1. So if I say $10 is more than $2, which is more than $1, that would make sense. However, if we're comparing $10 billion to $2 and to $1, we wouldn't anymore find it necessary to say $10 billion is the greater of the three, then comes $2, and then comes $1. We would rather register that $10 million is so much greater than both $2 as well as $1 that they can't be compared to one another. And we would just say $10 million is in a different league to those smaller amounts. In the same way, when we compare Torah to gold or to silver or to any amount of money in the world, Torah is so much greater than any amount of money, be it $1, $10, $1 million, or $10 billion. It is so insignificant in comparison to the value of our true gift, the gift of Torah, that we just group the items together, gold, silver, it doesn't matter. It's so insignificant in comparison to the Torah. And that's why the verse lists the items seemingly out of order. First saying Torah is greater than gold, and thereafter saying Torah is greater than silver, even though it seems superfluous to say so, because gold and silver are so insignificant in comparison to the Torah that one doesn't accord any more value to any one of the two when comparing to Torah. Torah is the sweetest item in the world. With Torah, we remain with the true perspective of what Hashem wants from us in the world, of how to live a meaningful life. We are so privileged to have been given the Torah directly from Hashem.